your testimony now.
Tell somebody, save somebody.
Let him hear.
Let him hear.
The glad tidings.
The glad tidings. Tell somebody, save somebody from the judgment of the world.
Come on, everybody, shout it loud!
Our God reigns. Let your love, God, is here. Let your one know. Our salvation has come. Tell somebody, save somebody.
Let him hear.
Let him hear.
This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. We thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
Of Prophet Daniel has something to give us tonight concerning the process by which God will save the world. Not to take a man from sin, not to perform miracle from sickness, but to save the world from the present calamity. The book of Daniel, chapter 244, has something to give us. God has revealed and written the scriptures concerning the process by which God will save the end of the world. And in the days of this king shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Praise the Lord.
Our God reign it.
I want to take you to the memory lane. Jesus had come earlier. He proclaimed, "The kingdom of heaven is coming, repent." He didn't set up a kingdom. But Daniel is talking to us as about the Son of Man, by whose hand God has established the kingdom. Do you care to know?
Yes.
Do you care to know?
Yes.
That is, the kingdom is not a question of who is going to heaven to bring down this kingdom. It's not a matter of who is going to heaven. God has already taken somebody to heaven before the ancient of days. And into his hands has committed the cause, the responsibility, the rulership of the kingdom and dominion unto the Son of Man. This is Olutomole speaking to you. So in that chapter, Daniel 2:44, is talking about the omnipotence, the transcendent power of God, the supremacy of the kingdom of God over that kingdom. God reign it. The supremacy, the transcendent power. You must appreciate what God has done. You must know what I know what God has given to me, but I want you to know. So he's talking about the supremacy over all this Gentile dominion, over all the superpower nations. See? Now, this reveals that it's a power already in place to destroy all the power of darkness operating in our world today. To destroy evilness and overthrow the throne and the kingdom of the evil one dominating our world. He said, "It shall break in pieces." Say that.
Break in pieces.
Shall break. Say that.
Shall break.
Oh, break.
Break.
Because God is breaking your yoke today.
Man, oh God, read it.
We talk about the supremacy of the kingdom of God given to me. God. Friends and Alex, all ye that listen to my voice, the time now is for you to seek the kingdom of God first. And right now as I speak, because this is the command of Jesus himself, without missing words, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Good God. Seek ye first. You want to get married? Just say, seek first the kingdom. You want to go into business? Seek ye first the kingdom. Good God. You want to commence your education career? Seek ye first the kingdom. Because when you seek the kingdom, God will bring his divine rule into your life. You will not be controlled by the demons. You bring yourself under the divine rule of God. I think I'm speaking to the youth in my kingdom tonight. Look, man, your youth, they live a life of no control. No one is guiding them, but if come to the kingdom today and to the recipient of that kingdom, he will guide you into all truth. Today, most people are seeking prosperity. Today, most youths have been told, they are promising them that they can become another Dangote millionaire. But you are not for the world. God says, they that are called by my name, I have created them for my glory. Not for the glory of the world. I want some parents to understand and guide their words right now. I'm talking about the kingdom which God has given to me. If any of you listen to the trumpet of my voice tonight, if you want to overcome all the evil power troubling your world, you must seek first the kingdom of God. Again, if you want to be saved from all the disasters raging in the world today, you must first seek the kingdom of God. If you want to escape all calamities and sudden destruction overtaking nations and people, you must first seek the kingdom of God. Again, if our nation, Nigeria, our nation Nigeria wants to expel or dispel injustice from our land, Nigeria nations must see the kingdom of God first. Are God ready on somebody? If Nigeria nation desires to bring corruption to an end, Nigeria must see the kingdom, the established kingdom of God, first. That is, you are called to readjust, to reorder your priority. You are called to reorder your priority, no matter what you are. No matter what you seek in the world, your priority is seeking the kingdom of God. Christ says it. And Christ is an authority of God. When Christ speaks, he says to that storm, "Be still." He didn't make noise. He said, "Be still." And everything went down and bowed to the master. Let the devil bow before you tonight. I said, let him bow to you. Because you are a child of the kingdom. You are a child of Otomole. All needs my bow to my God. All forces of darkness must bow to me. Because I'm the king of the universe. God. Again, if you want things to turn around for the better in your land, in your life, in your marriage, you must seek first the kingdom of God. It is the descended throne of kingdom of God that you should embrace. You have known how God wants to save the end of the world. That's why he has sent me and has given me salvation. So I want you to come to God's salvation today. Our religious practices are very good. Our religious prayers have been very helpful to us in this nation. The power of Holy Ghost of the Church of Jesus has been performing great miracle. But God does not save by miracle. He saves by his kingdom on earth. I said, God does not save by miracle. God saves by his kingdom, throne, established on earth. As I preach, all heavens are shaking. All demons are crumbling. If you hear my voice, you will rejoice. Sorrow will depart from you. Weeping will depart from you. Crying will go. Failure will go. Sickness will go. Trouble will go. Oh, failure will go. Poverty will go. Whoa, all evil must go. Oh, God, must go. Say that, rise up and say, go. Evilness, go. Poverty, go. Oh, sickness, go. It has gone. It has gone. It will never return to you again. Our God reigns, somebody.
Do you want this only saving gospel to be brought to your community or your church? Or your state? If yes, kindly pick up your pen now and get our contact address. Contact us today for instant attention. Our contact address
is 109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo, Lagos.
You can visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. Our WhatsApp number is 0806 648-7203.